pressure from members of both parties to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is at the Justice Department.
Trump supporters have accused Bondi of withholding Epstein records after the Department of Justice released an unsigned memo last week saying the convicted sex offender didn't have a client list and they wouldn't disclose any more information. House Speaker Mike Johnson, a strong Trump ally, is calling for more transparency.
It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it.
Bondi tells CBS News she will not bow out amid calls for her resignation.
I'm going to be here for as long as the president wants me here, and I believe he's made that crystal clear. It's 4 years. Well, 3.5 now, right? We've got 6 months in.
An arrest in the murders of American Idol music supervisor Robin Kay and her husband Thomas DeLuca inside their home in Los Angeles. Correspondent Carter Evans is there.
Surveillance video shows the suspect, 22-year-old Raymond Budarian, entered the home that day through an unlocked door after scaling the exterior fence. They say he was there approximately half an hour before the couple returned. That's when police say a violent struggle ensued, and Kay and DeLuca were shot multiple times.
Police are still working on a motive. 6 weeks after they were deployed, the Pentagon says half of the 4,000 National Guard soldiers sent into Los Angeles to monitor protests over ICE raids will be released from duty. Retired Army Colonel Peter Mansour tells KNX Radio.
They're not really doing much. The president was trying to make a point that he has the ability to federalize the National Guard and use it as he sees fit. That point's been made, so it's time to move on.
Vice President Vance stepped in on Capitol Hill last night to break a tie on a bill that would rescind $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the motion is agreed to.
Senate Republicans hoping to approve the package as early as today. If they do, it'll go back to the House, which would need to give final approval by Friday for those cuts to be enacted. A politician in the Caribbean's been sacked for trying to whitewash one of the island's challenges. CBS's Elaine Cobb from the Foreign Desk.
There was outrage in Cuba when the labor minister claimed there were no beggars in the country, only people pretending to be. The presidency, which was also critical of the remarks, has announced that Marta Elena Feto Cabrera has resigned.
Dow futures up 65. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman with a quick news update. Racine police are continuing their investigation into separate shootings that have claimed the lives of two people since Friday. A 37-year-old woman was killed early yesterday on 11th Street, caught in the crossfire between two groups or people. Police are asking for tips and cell phone video from 11th Street, saying surveillance hasn't helped identify a suspect. Violence interrupters are also urging residents to seek out their support services. Racine Police Chief Alexander Ramirez says there have been 47 shots fired incidents so far as of the end of June, slightly down from 55 at the same point. Wisconsin's two biggest cities are taking more steps to ease their housing challenges. Milwaukee's Common Council approved a scaled-back housing plan yesterday after a long, heated debate. The original proposal aimed to boost housing supply and would have allowed duplexes and triplexes in single-family neighborhoods. That sparked backlash from some residents. The final version drops that idea. It still encourages more housing options like accessory dwelling units, townhomes, and cottage courts. Madison City Council also approved a new housing package aimed at increasing affordability and variety for housing last night. The plan includes zoning changes that make it easier to build duplexes and add more housing downtown. A 2024 residential market analysis estimated that in Racine County, there were just upwards of 80,000 households, with nearly 68% homeowners and 32% renters. The report found fewer than 300 residential building permits were issued annually over the past 2 years. Single-family permits averaged just 151 units per year, despite strong demand. And the campers start to pull into Kenosha County today. The annual Country Thunder Music Festival starts tomorrow in Twin Lakes, with the usual reminders going out about the traffic impacts and other temporary changes. Over the 4 days, up to 100,000 people will fill the Shadow Hill Ranch for the concerts, with thousands of them camping in the temporary campgrounds. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Shali Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another win for the National League. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended after 9 innings, all tied up 6-6. So for the first time, instead of extra innings, they had a tiebreaker called a swing-off. Batters getting 3 chances to hit a home run. Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies got hot, hitting all 3 out of the park to lead the National League 4-3. It's only the second time in 12 years the NL has beat the American League in the Midsummer Classic. And Brewers pitchers Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski each able to play in the game. McGill retiring the batter he faced, the Miz, 3 out of 4, allowing just 1 hit. NBA, now that the Bucks have signed center Miles Turner, do they still need to add a shooting guard like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I like our team. I really do. I like all the guys that we brought back. Miles mentioned it. Those signings were intentional.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy, warm and humid today with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon and tonight. And a couple of those storms could be strong to severe. Our high today, 84. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon. A lot cooler and less humid with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
I'm trying to get smart. I've been watching Nova. You seen that show? They had a thing a couple of weeks ago about string theory. I started watching that at 8 p.m., and at 8:03, my brain exploded. They said string theory is the stuff that the physicists are now figuring out that Albert Einstein was not able to nail down in his theories. Something, well, if Albert Einstein didn't understand it, me on a couch with a bag of potato chips don't have a shot. Oh, I see what they're talking about. Yeah, you gotta incorporate gravity. I was wondering why he didn't do that. I'm sitting there working on my string cheese theory. You know, they always say Albert Einstein was a genius. Then how come when anyone ever calls you that, it's an insult? You don't know where you parked the car. Good job, Einstein. I don't think we're honoring that man properly by using his name in vain in parking lots.
Calm before the storm. WOCCR. Have you ever seen the rain? Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, some celebrities really do appear taller on the big screen or on stage performing. Here are some famous people, surprisingly short, like Lady Gaga is only 5'1". That surprised me. Kevin Hart, this one didn't surprise me, 5'2". Emilio Estevez, 5'7". Nick Jonas, 5'6". Reese Witherspoon's 5'1". Avril Lavigne, now I met her at Regency Mall once, so I knew she was short, 5'2". And Rob Schneider, 5'3". Here's two other guys that are pretty small. I don't have their heights, though. Tom Cruise, very small, and so is Sylvester Stallone. He's a short guy as well. Big, powerful guy. I wouldn't, you know, call him shorty because he'd probably knock me on the ground. But still, you know, he's kind of short. It's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 86 degrees. The Cornelius Brothers and their sister Rose, Treated Like a Lady. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere. The AM frequency, historic, 1400.
Oh, my friend, that touched me. Something they didn't understand. I get all the women in the palm of my hand. And I told them, treat her like a lady.
Got to treat her like a lady.
Best you can do. I mean, I know you've heard that the woman
will
soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't worth it to. So you ought to
treat her like
a lady. The best you can do. Most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her, and
warn her,
and make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you
her.
Know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seemed. It's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Little things that you do make me glad I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one near. Little things that you do let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one could do the little things you do.
Bobby Goldsboro, Little Things, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Partly sunny today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 86. Showers and thunderstorms again tonight, lows 65. Cloudy, highs near 71 tomorrow. Right now it's sunny, 71 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. This was a potential nightmare. Someone dropped their dog Dexter off for a haircut and got a text back from the groomer that said, "Hi, Dexter is dead." Whoa. Then the groomer sent another text 1 minute later and said, "Sorry, stupid autocorrect. They meant to say Dexter is ready." They also sent a picture of him and assured the owner that Dexter had a great time. Imagine getting that text message. That's a heart attack waiting to happen. Here's Pete with the beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Emmy nominations for this year are in, and if you like to laugh, here are some shows you may or may not have seen that could be worth checking out. The nominees for the Best Comedy Series include Abbott Elementary, The Bear, HBO's Hacks, Netflix's Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Apple TV's Shrinking, and The Studio, and the offbeat cool What We Do in the Shadows. Nominees for Actor in a Comedy Series include Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This, The Studio's Seth Rogen, Jason Segel in Shrinking, Martin Short in Only Murders, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Outstanding actress nominees in a comedy series include Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, Jean Smart from Hacks, no surprise there, Kristen Bell from Nobody Wants This, and Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. Again, HospiceAlliance.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring one of their most popular summer Kringle. Key Lime Pie Kringle is back. And you're going to love its tart and creamy key lime filling. This customer favorite is not to be missed, so be sure to pick one up this week. And while you're there, pick up one of O&H's sensational chocolate eclairs. An irresistible indulgence. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Vogues, and the Cal Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Speaking about classics, WRJN's proud to be the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show Info Station this year. Thousands of cars built at American Motors in Kenosha are coming home July 22th through the 27th. There'll be all kinds of events like cruises, swap meets, and the big car show Saturday the 26th at Kennedy Park. More details are coming soon on the air and online at WRJN.com. WRJN's coverage is sponsored by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anya's Auto Repair, Diagnose, Fix, Done, and the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Wow. That's going to be nice. What a great summertime event, too. Hey, someone, this woman in Texas couldn't use her front door because a giant spider was on her porch and wouldn't leave. So she left a note for the Amazon driver to kill it, and he came through for her. Her doorbell camera got it on video. See, Amazon just doesn't deliver packages. They also kill spiders. Good for that driver.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Don't see
and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. These are the most endangered jobs in America based on their projected growth over the next decade. Letter carriers, farmers, meter readers, newspaper reporters, travel agents, and disc jockeys. Oh, wait a second. What's that last one? No, that wasn't there. It was... I think that was bubbling under the top five, but who knows, all right? Hey, it's 8:30. Let's check the news now. Here's Shelley Pittman.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman. It's time to search for those used batteries, that leftover oven cleaner, and that weed killer sitting around. Those are considered household hazardous waste, and they don't belong in your regular trash. The City of Racine is holding its monthly hazardous waste collection this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 6221 21st Street. It happens once a month on the third Saturday and is open to Racine residents as well as residents of nearby villages. You can drop off everything from automotive fluids and oil-based paints to pool chemicals and fluorescent bulbs. Find the full list and more details about one-day collections at cityofracine.com. Racine's new Woodman's grocery store at the Regency Mall site is almost ready and expected to open next month, and they're hiring. This week, they're looking for employee owners to join the team. Open interviews are happening through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The store is a big part of a $120 million redevelopment project that will bring new apartments, shops, and dining to the area. And French Flair is about to fill Milwaukee's Cathedral Square. Bastille Days starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. Francophiles and others can take in wine tastings, crepes, can-can dances, and of course, Le Tour Eiffel. Organizers are expecting big crowds and are reminding people about traffic impacts in the downtown area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shali Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon and tonight. And a couple of those storms could be strong to severe. Our high today, 84. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon. A lot cooler and less humid with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
You know, taking last in those long races. That's what I do a lot of times in the Olympics. When I watch those races, I like to focus on the people taking last in those races. This was not their goal. I mean, you just know this. to get out of bed early at 4 in the morning, you know, and run and deny themselves. You know, they weren't thinking, yeah, you know, if I do this every day for 4 years, someday I will take last in the Olympics. I know it. You see that last now. I'll be so far behind. I'll be the only one on the track. They'll all have to look at me. I'll be holding up the next race. You know, they had dreams. I mean, that's the only way you could put yourself through that. So I like to look at them and see if I can see that moment, you know, where the reality really sets in. And you realize there is no doubt they are last. I can't even see those other people. In front of the whole world, I'm going to take this last. Right? Because they got a cameraman carrying a camera running right alongside, you know? You know, if I hadn't trained at all, I would have taken last.
Hitch and Ride. It's going to be partly sunny today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 86. Sunny and 71 right now, right here at Radio Park. All right, someone asked people to name the worst purchases they ever made in their life. These are the highlights. Guy paid $20 to sign up for unlimited rentals at a local Blockbuster. You guessed it, they shut down within a month. You know those shape-up shoes with rounded bottoms that are supposed to work out your legs? Someone paid $100 for a pair, immediately sprained their ankle, never wore them again. A woman bought an expensive crystal wine glass collection when she turned 21, then realized drunk people in their 20s tend to knock a lot of stuff over. And finally, someone paid a website $10 for secrets on how to become a millionaire. They ended up getting a PDF with instructions on how to build a website and charge people $10 for secrets on how to become a millionaire. Yeah, money well spent, huh? It's 8:37, local news, timeless hits, a Civic Media station, Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN with the Tremolos. Here come the Tremolos, here comes my baby. Chiefs and the Vandellas dancing in the street. It's 8:42 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny all day today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Highs 86. Sunny and 71 degrees right now here at Radio Park. How'd you like a nice cheeseburger for lunch today? Well, don't go to Thailand to get it. Burger King had a burger in Thailand that didn't have any meat or toppings on it, just a bun with 20 slices of American cheese. They called it the real cheeseburger, even though there was no meat or anything on there except 20 slices of American cheese. Did they melt it at least? It's 8:43, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN with the Supremes. The Supremes when the love light shines through his eyes. That's her. I think that was their first hit song they had. Ah, you're in it right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. All right. You ever find yourself up at a nude beach before? I did. There are some rules here to follow if you ever find yourself at a nude beach. First of all, don't park your chair or blanket too close to anyone else. No staring, no pictures, and don't talk about anybody's body, even if it's a compliment. Here's what happened. My daughter and I years ago were on a cruise in the Caribbean. And we got off on one of the islands, and she said, let's go to the beach. We didn't know it was a nude beach, although somebody did tell us, are you going to the nude beach? And I said, well, I am now. Where is it? Anyway, so we went. Now, my daughter always has a bathing suit under her clothes, so she had a bathing suit on. I didn't. I was just wearing, you know, shorts and a T-shirt. And I parked myself while she was in the water on this giant rock. And this beautiful woman just came by, took off all her clothes, said hello to me, and laid down next to me. I didn't know what to do. I don't know. I just stared forward into the water. What am I going to do? But before that happened, I'm in the shade. And this older couple came in, and this guy used to own the Long Island Game Farm. And I said, as a kid, I used to go to the Long Island Game Farm. I know that place. And this elderly couple, while I'm telling about my experiences at the Long Island Game Farm, started disrobing, took off all their clothes. and was standing in front of me naked. They must have been in their 70s or 80s, standing in front of me naked. And I tried to keep my eyes on their eyes. And I felt so uncomfortable. What am I going to do? And he's talking to me at the Long Island Game Farm while him and his wife are completely naked right in front of me. I don't think I'd like a nude beach. I don't know what to do with myself when I get there. 8:47, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day, Lee's Deli. Feast like a champ with signature subs like the Godfather, the Hen House, or today's special, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Discover why they've been voted best ever seen year after year. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. And unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides. The Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. And trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644. Or online at hoglawyer.com.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made-to-order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back. If they heard from the breeze that you left me crying, they'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so. And I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. Birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so.
as you let me know you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. To me. To me.
Billy J. Kramer of the Dakotas, Bad to Me. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, how much does it cost you to support your kids? A couple hundred dollars a month to feed them? Maybe clothes? Maybe $1,000 a month? All right, I found this. This is an old story. Kevin Costner, this is after he got divorced from his wife, Christina, had to pay his wife $129,755 a month in child support. $129,000 a month in child support. What are they buying for this kid? Anyway, that's about half of what she was asking for and twice what he was willing to pay originally. So I guess they split it down the middle. $129,000 in child support. What are you paying for that kind of money? What is the kid eating? What is the kid wearing? I assume the kid doesn't drive a Maserati or anything like that, or, you know, a BMW. Got partly sunny weather on tap today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Sunny and 71 right now at Radio Park. Ah, shocking blue. Here's Venus.
Godness on a mountain top. It's burning like a silver flame. The summit of beauty and love. And Venus was her name. She's got it. Yeah, baby.
Timeless hits for you, WRJM with Shocking Blue and Venus. And finally this morning, a poll of young adults found almost 3% would sacrifice 10 years of their life and give up social media. What a strange sense of priorities. I bet you, just about when they're about to lose those 10 years of their life, I'll bet you they were sorry they did it. Because right now, it seems important. When you get older, wouldn't seem that important. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Coming up next, it's Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum, and then Kurt Bowman shows up at 2 o'clock this afternoon right here at WRJN. But right now, Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Count me in. You have yourself a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A powerful Republican voice joins a growing GOP chorus urging the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the Benny Johnson Show podcast.
The White House and the White House team are privy to facts that I don't know. I mean, this isn't my lane. I haven't been involved in that. But I agree with the sentiment that we need to put it out there.
Attorney General Pam Bondi insists a much talked about client list containing the names of rich and powerful men doesn't exist. President Trump is leaving open the possibility of releasing some of the files.
Credible information, let him give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
The Senate stayed up late to advance a bill that would claw back more than $9 billion in federal funding for foreign aid, PBS, and NPR. CBS's Torian Small.
One of the tipping points in this vote was Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota. He previously said he had some concerns about